Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Good day, wherever you are on the planet. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show with myself, Israel Ajozi. Brought to you by the one and only, sponsored by Magic Mind. You see that there at the bottom right there. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. I've got a little bit of lighting that I'm going to be playing around with. That looks better, doesn't it? Yeah. You see, so the problem is now I need something on this side of me that can, show my bright side. How about that? Oh, that can work. You see, I'm looking bright. Oh God, it's all fallen to pieces. Mercury retrograde. Oh God, what can you expect, eh? Only on the Lunar Lounge Show. Let's see. Let me try this again, because you look like you were working there for a moment. I don't know why would you have fallen down? But that looks a bit more brighter, surely. It does look brighter. Got my lightings, man. Told you I'd sort this stuff out. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. Hope you are well. Where you're tuning in from? What is the weather like where you are? If you're tuning in for the first time, this is a show which aims to enlighten, inform, educate, Also having a little bit of humor also as well. The Lunar Lounge show, it's mainly astrologically centered, talking about the cosmos, what's going on in the heavens. And speaking about what's going on in the heavens, I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. Let's see what the new month of August has in store for us as we have reached the end of July. We've got tarot card of the week that's going to be coming up later, so be sure to watch out for that. The show is moving upwards and onwards. Want to give a shout out to all you people who are supporting, downloading. I'm getting good feedback, and I did tell you, you know, top 20 in the UK, top 100 in the world, 100 in the world. I double checked it. Do you know how many? Listen, there's a lot of, I did not know, look, podcast, there's millions of them. I'm sorry, yeah. I mean, some of them are going to be really kind of niche specific, right? And some of them, of course, in different languages. They're not all going to be in English. So, okay, you know, once you start filtering, you know, because this is English based, of course. So, but there's a lot. To get into the top 100, but we want to be number one, don't we? How are we going to get that number one? Well, I'll tell you how we get to number one. It's by you sharing this podcast to your friends, family, tell their friends, to tell their brothers, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters. And that's how the show becomes more. Before you know it, I'll be a worldwide podcast host. Could you imagine? Shout out Olena, how you doing? Pretty, welcome to the show. Shout out to Dinah. Shout out to Men Age. Is it Men Age 3? I don't know how to, that sounds a bit funny. Men Age 3. I don't know. It is what it is. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. Want to give shout outs to Florence. Who else is here? We've got Faye in the building. Mary's in the building. You're on time. Good day, everybody. Angela's in the building. Yvette's right here. How are you doing? Yeah, welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. Shout out to LaDonna. I see you. Greetings all. Good day to each and every single one of you. Hope you're all well. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. Bursting with energy, although I had a late night. I haven't really hardly slept, and I need to really sort out my sleeping stuff. But nevertheless, I'm here. Good to go. What is the weather like where you are? I'm looking at a cloudy sky right here from my view over here in the UK. So, yeah, these things happen. It is what it is. Let me see if I can actually hold on. Trying to get a bit more light here. Is it possible? No, it's not. Okay. You've got up as far as you can go. But it's all right. I've got my light in here. Nice shining bright. I like that, because last week I was a bit dark on this side. It still is a bit dark, but it's better, you know. I just need to play around. I don't want to move it because I don't want it fully, you know, Mercury retrograde and all that. You know, don't want to tempt fate. You know how it is. So, what has been happening? Yes, I was going to talk about that, Yvette. Tsunamis. You know, all of what is going on. It's you know, Hawaii apparently has been also hit as well. You know, so there's so much going on right now. Did you lot see Donald Trump? Was it yesterday, day before yesterday? He's in Scotland. He's playing golf. Yeah. Could you imagine? He's playing golf. What the heck is going on here? What is that? Oh my God. I'm in trouble. He's been playing golf, and he's had a visit with the UK Prime Minister, Mr. Keir Starmer. And he's been talking, you see him, he had a go at Mr. Khan, because Khan had a go. You see, people, they don't learn. Yeah? They don't learn. You cussing people, you never know who you're going to have to deal with later. You think, because you see, they didn't bank on, they think that he wasn't going to become president again, you see. They thought he's just going to become a nobody. He's just going to willow away into the, not a great idea. See, you're having go at Donald Trump. Donald Trump, give it back to you, yeah? He's got to be, you know what I mean? Plus, he exposed your bad job, which you do. So, that's also something else, too. It is what it is. What do we do? Okay. what else has been happening apart from tsunamis, earthquakes? I think this is all connected with Uranus moved into Gemini. Anyway, we're going to be looking at the chart of the moment and let's see what's happening there. What's up with all these deaths? What is up with all these deaths? I mean, celebrities are just one after the other. Another great boxer passed away a few days ago. Shout out to Muhammad. Dwight York. It's just one after another. It's just death after death after death. What the hell is going on? So sad. I thought I'd talk about that. Being that I'm an ex-boxer, being in the boxing world myself, you know, it's only fair to talk about these things. But people are just like, you know what I mean? What's going on here? You know, Hulk Hogan and all these, we had Jamal. I mentioned about Jamal. It's a madness, isn't it? It's just one after the other. People are just dropping dead. It's I don't quite see what the heck is going on. So Dwight Muhammad Kwawi was an ex-boxer, so really good, you know, late 70s, early 80s, it kind of, you know, kind of went into the 80s. Yeah. Dwight York was a footballer. Yeah, Dwight York is a footballer. No, Dwight Muhammad Kwawi. Sorry, I'm getting them mixed up myself. I'm getting the names mixed up. Dwight and then Muhammad. You know, I'm getting Muhammad mixed up and I'm getting Dwight mixed up. And those are two names that I've collected. Dwight Muhammad Kwawi was an ex-boxer, so you can Google it. He also passed recently also as well. Great boxer. Dwight Muhammad Kwawi. Kwawi Muhammad. They used to use his name a bit different. But Dwight York's a footballer. Yeah, no, I'm not talking about him. He's not passed, not as far as I'm aware. No, he's okay. Mary's saying, I can't wait for this retrograde to be over. I have had it rough these past days. You think you got it bad, yeah. I'm sure we can all tell stories about thing. My motorcycle is just packed up. Lights are on. It's not sounding. Hey, my man EJ in the building. He's asking, what are we debating? We ain't debating nothing. This is an astrology show. We don't, well, I suppose we do debate. We can get into debates, EJ. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. Here every Wednesday, 12:30. Keep your questions coming. What's the weather like where you are? What is happening in the news apart from tsunamis? Apart from Mr. Trump having a go at, we got how in the specific Hawaii, I believe, is being hit. The volcano in Italy is also erupted again last week again. So that looks like there's, you know, tsunami waves are due to hit California, right? And earthquakes rocks Russia also as well. What the heck is going on? Well, we know tectonic plates are moving. Africa, the continent is moving. They're going to blame this on Africa, you know. They're going to blame it on Africa. They're going to go, well, not of course, they can't blame it on the people. It's just nature, isn't it? But they're going to say, oh, well, you know, because Africa's moving northwards. Did you know that? Yeah. See, this is the thing. People talk about people migrating over years, and people do migrate, but lands also migrate. Lands shift. The way the Earth is now wasn't the way it was 10,000 years ago, or not even 5,000 years ago, not even 2,000-3,000 years ago. It was different. Lands emerge. Lands go underwater. Lands come out of water. Yeah. New islands are being spotted. Could you believe? Yeah. Off the coast of Africa. New islands are emerging. Could you imagine? So Africa's moving up. So it's pushing all the tectonic plates that, you know, they sort of like over each other. So you get a tectonic plate moving over one. So that's going to, you know, because it's Earth, right? So everything moves. And this is where you get tsunamis. And then it, you know, it might move like that. And it pushes a certain amount of water somewhere. That is how it happens. This is nature. Yeah, man. These things happen. So, and they cause these catastrophes, which obviously where we lose a lot of lives. People have to migrate, lose loved ones. You know, it is. So yeah. Look, what's that? What else is happening? Ozzy Osbourne, he's another one who passed away. What is about with all these deaths? So it's Mary saying Africa is splitting too, somewhere in East Africa, I think. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. It would not surprise me. I think there's something about America as well splitting as well. But I think it's is it from California or is it from Southern or somewhere? Something like that. Was it West Coast or Florida? One of the places that they're saying it's been hit, and there's a it's on the West Coast, and it looks like it's going to split. It's going to split. So again, these things don't happen overnight. We're talking huge events. But at some point it does happen where we really realize it, where it's in our immediate, environment or presence. So it is what it is. Who's this? Shout out to it's Ranuak. Is it Ranuak? Forgive me if I'm pronouncing your name correct. These names that you guys come in with, man. Shout out to Coco Brown. How you doing? Shout out to Shamim. How you doing? Yes. Oh, yes, Shamim. Yes, I saw your message. Yes, yes. I know. I'm busy. I'm going to get back to you. Don't worry. I'm going to hit you up. Don't worry. Shout out to MQT123. These names that you guys come in with, man, I tell you. Keep it coming. I'm not live on Facebook. For some reason, I can't connect with my Facebook. What the heck is it? Mercury retrograde, right? Yeah, of course. If it ain't Mercury retrograde, it's Saturn retrograde. It's Saturn. Saturn's retrograding, isn't it? Did you all see Donald Trump's rant yesterday having a go? He was cussing Mr. Sadiq Khan, and Sakir Starmer goes, "Oh, that's my friend." And, you know, of course, they belong to the same party, of course. And he's like, "Yeah, I don't know. He's doing a terrible job, which he is." but it is what it is. Shout out to Coco Brown. So what else is happening? I'm going to bring up the chart for the in a moment. Let's look at what's happening here. In the month of we're going to be seeing what's happening in the month of August. We pretty much know what the planets are saying, and today's the 30th. What, two more days and we're in another month, August, could you believe? Keep me updated. So what else? Shall we go to the chart of the moment? Anything else? I think the major thing really is the tsunamis, isn't it? Earthquake, tsunamis. Okay, that was an earlier one, Angela Lover. I'm supposed to see your face, Israel, as it's just the music at the moment. Yeah, I play a little bit of music. Yeah, running a bit late today. I'm trying to get everything all sorted, man. It's not easy running a podcast, you know. Need a sponsor. Any of you guys got a spare, quarter of a million you can throw my way? So we can bougie up this podcast. You know, that'll get the views in, wouldn't it? of course it will. It is what it is. If you know somebody who would like to sponsor, please send it my way. Shall I? Oh, it's Michelle. Oh, it's you, Michelle. Okay. All right. Welcome to the show. Shamim saying, okay, I'll wait. Don't worry. I got you. You're on my VIP list. I promise. So much been going on. Shamim saying, what will happen now, Israel? Will the aliens come too? Some psychic has predicted that will happen too this year. Aliens. I don't know. Shout out to Naz. Welcome to the show. Aliens. What am I going to say about aliens? I don't know. You see, the thing is with me with aliens, it's a little bit like religion. It is religion, isn't it? When I say religion, it's an ideology. It's a school of thought, right? there's this idea that there is external entities that will have or can will come into our atmosphere, whether we want to say they're gods, angels, entities, something that is not of this world, right? Something otherworldly. I'm not buying it. Nah. Ain't no aliens. We may see things that are alien in terms of they're not in our everyday environment. They're different. We're always going to be making new discoveries, of course. I'm not suggesting that there's no life on other planets. Yes, I am strong subscriber to the idea that, yes, there is life on other planets. There is parallel universes, most definitely. But they're vibrating on their frequency in their world. Now, parallel universes, do worlds collide? Yes, I think there's a very thin veil. And I think sometimes this is what we experience sometimes. Aliens coming? Nah. I'm open, but I will believe it when I see it. Shout out to Nitu. Welcome to the show. I will believe it when I see it. You know, aliens coming from outer space. No. The aliens is us. We are the aliens all along. Yeah. It's you. It's us. As above, so below. As on the inside, same on the outside. Aliens are no more than a reflection of you, an extension of you. That doesn't mean they don't exist. But they're operating on a different frequency. Life on other planets, almost. Of course there is. Tons. Billions and trillions and trillions. We live in an endless universe. So yeah, that is but yeah, I'm not buying the idea of some aliens coming to visit us. It's a nice thought, I know. But it's in here. Yeah, exactly. Men of age 3. Yeah, exactly. It's the higher self. It's the higher self at work. And I think as human beings, we're always projecting on our external. We're looking for something external that's going to, oh, so it's going to be an alien, or it will be an angel, or, you know, God, you know, gods, deity, superhero. It's in you. You are the alien. Take another look at Men in Black. Read between the lines, man. It's you all along. The alien is within you. You are the predator. You are the alien. Yeah, it's you. It's us. It's me. I'm looking like a predator right now, actually. With my hair, dude, I need to go get my hair done. But yeah, that's what it is. That's my take on it. So aliens, yeah, of course we are gonna encounter alien in the sense of not aliens as we kind of as it's portrayed to us, but we are gonna encounter aliens, different, whether it's substance and things, because our consciousness is expanding. We're learning more and more, or we're supposed to be learning more and more, and because of that expansion, we encounter new realities, new dimensions, new frequencies. Yeah, of course. I've never taken a mushroom. I'm not encouraging you taking a mushroom, but I'm sure some of you have taken a mushroom. I'm sure some of you have taken some of these psychedelics. What do you see? Exactly. Aliens. I hear it again and again and again. So yeah. Coco Brown says, even if there were sightings of aliens, many people would scream Project Blue Beam. Exactly. You can't win anyway. Even if they are, they were cooked up in a lab. They were made by the CIA and the FBI. So what are you looking for? People, a bit of advice. Whatever you are seeking, whatever you are looking forward to, is inside you all along. Read some Rumi poetry. One of the greatest poets of all time, Rumi. Listen to what he says. What you are searching for, what you are seeking, is inside you all along. Hence why we do the astrology. Astrology is a way of mapping the cosmos because it's a reflection of you, moi. So, yeah, man, I ain't buying that stuff. Nah. Sightings or no sightings. I'm not buying that. When you find an alien, come show it to me. I'm not saying there ain't. I'm just saying, when you find it, when you see the video, come show that stuff to me. I want to see it. I've got Moon in Taurus, you know. I need to see it, feel it, touch it. Don't give me no blurry camera that was shaky. That's another thing about these UA. Yeah, can somebody show me a clear picture, please, of a UFO? And I mean clear. I mean, listen, these iPhones that we've got now, I mean, what are they? What pixel? I mean, every iPhone's got a different... I mean, I'm still on my iPhone 14, but, you know, iPhone 16's out now, isn't it? Or it's coming out this year, or iPhone 17, what number are they on? I've lost count. Samsung, they're all trying to outdo each other. Pixel, they've got better pixels from iPhone 10, and every minute's a play. Can somebody please WhatsApp me, email me, or tell me where I can find a clear, I mean a clear. I understand when it was in the 80s. Remember those camcorders? Remember when you had these camcorders back in the 70s, 80s? Oh my God. Remember those big tapes? Oh my God. You had to put it in and push it. Oh my God. Remember the VHS? Yeah? I understand the 80s. I get it, right? I understand when phones were coming in. Things were a bit blurry. Please. You're still shooting me a video and I can't see this thing. Please. Give me a break. Show me something. Show me something. Don't get me wrong. You know, there has been some weird, interesting stuff. Yes, I've been seeing videos of lights and things. And why is it always at night? Yeah, these aliens seem to come at night. They come when it's not clear. They seem to be flying by when somebody hasn't got their camera quite ready and they can't seem to focus. Yeah, that's what I see. 17 is coming out. Exactly. Rumi is the one. Exactly, Shamim. What you seek is seeking you. You better believe it. What you chase in life, what you want in life, is wanting you. It's you all along. We are the creators of our reality. It sounds very harsh. It can be a difficult pill to swallow. At the moment, I'm playing Morpheus. Yeah? And you're the Neo. Which pill you want? The blue or the red? You want to stay in the world of illusion? Or you want to wake up and smell the coffee? Which one? See? Choices. It's a hard one. But show me something, man. We create our own reality. So all those aliens of which we see, these lights, everything, we are creating it. It's our consciousness. It's humanity's consciousness expanding, evolving, higher self, tapping into higher realms, other worlds. This is what is happening. But it's inside of you all along. Ain't no alien outside of you. It's already in. That doesn't mean to say all these alien films are incorrect. They're actually, they're on point. They are actually on point. But they're telling you, all of these, Men in Black, Predator, Aliens, all these sci-fi movies, talking about another world. It's all about you. It's all about you, man. It's all about you. Astrologer Mohi, hi. Just asking, what is the purpose of this podcast? To rant. It's an astrology podcast. Something tells me that you are a first-time listener. I'll be bringing up the chart in a moment, and we shall be looking at the astrological configurations of where the planets are and how it affects us here on human Earth. So if you are tuning in for the first time, welcome. This is the Lunar Lounge podcast, which is more astrological centered, although I do go on a bit of a rant, and we talk about news and we get caught up in aliens. We're talking about aliens, man. Naz is saying, can't see beyond a choice we don't understand. Exactly. Exactly. It's exactly that. But we'll be learning more as human beings. We always do. You know, it's all about progress. So slow progress. And it's going to be different progress for different people. We're all working on a different clock. Right? It is what it is. Anywho, let's go to the astrology. Let me share my screen and bring up, my pleasure. Yes, it's my first time. Yes, astrologer Mohi. Let's do some astrology together. How about that, Mohi? I'm going to bring up the chart right now. And judging by your name, you know one or two things about astrology. Well, let's have a look. Let me share my screen. And voila, you should all be seeing this. Woo-hoo! Okay, this is where the planets are right about now. What is it? We got the moon in Libra, people. We got the moon in Libra. Moon in Libra. What are we going to talk about? Relationships with aliens? I'm a marry one of these green sexy aliens if one of them comes my way. If anybody knows a green sexy alien, send them my way. Moon is in Libra. All about the balance, all about the equilibrium. It's air sign. Let's try and reason and be diplomatic. Yeah. Okay, so we've got the moon in Libra. Right, so what else is happening? We can see Venus here. Well, Venus tomorrow is going to be moving into the sign of Cancer. Venus is going to be moving into the sign of Cancer tomorrow. Let me put it on days. Booyah, here we go. Tomorrow, 31st, we've got Venus moving into the sign of Cancer. It's going to be good. She's going to be joining Jupiter. Looks like there's going to be some good parties coming up in August. Yeah, we're going to have a Venus-Jupiter conjunction. That's a great time to have a Jupiter-Venus conjunction, Venus-Jupiter conjunction, right? This time of the year, holiday period. It is what it is. So that's looking, rather interesting. Shout out to Strawberry Shines Forever. Hello, howdy, how you doing? Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. How you doing? We're just looking at the chart, seeing where the planets are at the moment. And let's see what is it that we can look for. So Venus is moving into Cancer. However, when she does move into Cancer tomorrow, she's going to square Mr. Saturn. Mr. Saturn, who's moving retrograde right now in Aries, he's going to be moving into, he's going to move back into Pisces on September the 1st. Could you imagine? You could make this up if you tried. September the 1st. Bloody hell. Moves back into Pisces. However, he's at the beginning of Aries right now, and Venus is going to run into the clutches of Mr. Saturn. We're going to have a Venus-Saturn square starting from tomorrow. People, end of the month, tomorrow or day after tomorrow, many of you are getting paid. Some of you got paid last week. Venus is about values. Venus is about love. Venus is about money. So these are things which are going to come under scrutiny over the course of the next few days. Tomorrow, 31st, 1st of August, 2nd of August. It's going to be there. I would say that square is probably going to be lingering for about a week or so. However, Venus, so the 1st of August is when the it's going to be an exact square on the 1st of August. So we're starting the 1st of August with a Venus square Saturn. Yeah, I don't quite like that one. Well, people, it's weekend coming up. We all know what you like to do. There's a new weekend now since the COVID. We all know that, right? Weekend starts from Thursday now. Yeah, because why? Most people are working from home, right? Yeah, so you get the beers and the wine in starting from tomorrow. Yeah. From tomorrow, Thursday. What am I talking about? Where am I? But this Venus square Saturn, I think it's going to put, I think we have to be a bit cautious of how we're celebrating our weekend, this weekend, just for this weekend. I mean, the first is going to be on Friday, right? So, okay. Might put a bit of a dampener on things. Relationship, great time to really focus on your relationship life. Are you single? Are you in a relationship? If you are single, this is a time to look at your values in regards to a relationship. What do you really want? Are you single? You're not single by accident. Hope you know that. Yes, you're not single by accident. You're single for a reason. And if it's something that you want to change, well, this is a time to reflect, contemplate Saturn on what you really want. What do you value? Venus. What do you value in a relationship? What do you truly want? Yeah? Some of you want freedom but are looking for security. Some of you want security and looking for freedom. Yeah, I know it's a bugger, isn't it? What was it Benjamin Franklin said? He who trades his freedom for security deserves neither. And in most cases gets neither. So this is a time where, for those of you who are single, looking for relationships over the next couple of days, to start to focus on what it is that you really want. What do you truly value? What is, you know, in your life right now? For those of you who are already in relationships, again, time to move on to the next level. Where are you in your relationship life, right? And this is you see, it's interesting. You may start to see things happening in your life. When was it we had the, it was when Venus went retrograde, right? When Venus went retrograde earlier this year, what was it, March, around March, April, wasn't it, right? Venus retrograded, she went back into Pisces, and she went to make a conjunction. She went direct in April. It was April, if my mind serves me correctly, around about April the 12th or something like that, she went direct. And she was conjunct Saturn. So people, look at what's happening in your lives. You're going to find echoes and themes which were going around in March, April of this year, starting to come up. Why? Because Venus was conjunct Saturn. This is the first square. Wake up, baby. Are you seeing the themes? Glitch in the matrix? Get where I'm going with this? Yeah. Venus, Saturn. What was happening in your relationship life? What was happening in, you know, get it then. Astrologer, Mohi, I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. My humble request, please, can you provide date of birth so that I can predict something? Because the format of this chart is different. Please, can you provide date of birth? Date of birth of whom? Of a person? Of me? You want to read my chart? If you want to read my chart, I'll charge you. I'll go in cheap. Start about £200. Yeah, you got it right. You heard me right. If you are doing a reading for me, I charge you to do a reading for me. No, but joke aside, Astrologer Marie, I take it, are you a Vedic astrologer? This is Western that we that I'm doing here. I do Vedic or sidereal, or call it Indian astrology. Astrologer Mo, he's saying anybody. Sure, I can ready your chart. Okay. So you want to do a reading live on air? This ain't that kind of show. you're gonna have a barrage of people who will be texting you and messaging you, and this ain't that kind of show. I'm just looking at the astrology for now and what we can affect on a mundane level. Yes, Vedic. I gathered you are Vedic. This is Western. This is Western. So every planet which I speak about here, you're going to have to shift back 23, 24 degrees. Well, it's 24 now. 24 degrees. You're going to have to put it back 24 degrees. But the aspects still stay the same. Shout out to Namira. Namira. I hope I'm getting it correct. Namira. So, yeah. Shout out to Rasha. How you doing? It's Sacred Planet Show, dude. Yeah, you tell her, Rasha. I like that. I'm just picturing that just being said in that, Californian, Hawaiian, accent, it's a Sacred Planet Show, dude. But I hear you. Astrologer Mohi. Now we're just looking at astrology of the times. We're not doing charts of people, and we're not going to do charts of people live on air. It bewilders me. I mean, okay, you can talk about some general things, but you also with the show I did with Chris Brennan, you put my chart up. I'm like, God damn, everyone's talking about my chart, you know what I mean? My chart's in the public domain. I suppose I can't hide it now, kind of. That's my Cancer rising coming out there, just trying to be a little bit, protective. Anyway, back again to this Venus, Saturn, tomorrow, people. It peaks on the 1st of August, okay, as Venus moves into Cancer. So we need to watch our money. We need to watch the nature around our relationships. It could be that people feel a little bit isolated, especially for those of you who are Taurus and Libra. Taurus, Libra, or Taurus rising, or Libra rising. You guys will feel this a little bit, this Venus-Saturn period. Could get a little bit cold, could get a little bit serious, could get a little bit intense, but something is going to be drawing us to reorganize our values. What was happening in your life around March, April of this year, we're going to be seeing repeats of that happening right about now, because this is the first square. This is the breakthrough. This is where you got to move on from, right? Whatever you were starting maybe in March, April, you're going to find yourself again meeting that right about now. So it's exact on the first. What else is happening on the first? Not much, really. Venus squaring. Yeah. Mercury is still going retrograde. Sun's not doing much. Mars ain't doing much. Okay, let's keep it going. Second of August. Anything? Not spotting anything yet. I can tell you something that seems like it's going to be happening. Voila. On the 7th of August, okay, we're starting to get the conjunction between Venus and Jupiter. Now, this is looking up. This is going to be next week. Next week, Thursday. Next week, Friday. We're going to be having a good weekend, people. Venus is going to be conjunct Jupiter. Make your wish. Yeah, splurging, making it rain, right? Okay, so next weekend, it's not this weekend, it's next weekend. This weekend, we got Venus square Saturn. Next weekend, we're having Venus conjunct Jupiter. Huge difference. We're going from shrinking to expansion. Now, another thing, on the 7th of August, the planet Mars is going to move into the sign of Libra. For astrologer Mohi, I know it's still in Virgo for the sidereal and the Vedic. I'm doing Western here, so yeah. But the aspects still stay the same. However, Mars is going to move into Libra, and as he moves into Libra, Mars also is going to be in the clutches of Saturn. Vedic astrologers refer to as Shani, Saturn. So we're going to have a Mars-Saturn opposition. Oh, God. What can we expect with this one? This one is driving with the handbrake on, literally. Oh, figuratively, symbolically. We're going to get this stop-start. Can be frustrating. Any Aries in the building? Aries rising, Scorpio rising, Capricorn rising. This is going to affect you guys the most. Mars opposing Saturn. This can be a time where we really need to work hard. We've got to really face our challenges. You know, Mars and Saturn are working planets. Yeah, they require us to take on challenges, face our difficulties, face responsibilities, be brave. These are the kind of things which they take on. Right? So, Mars on the 7th of August is going to be moving into Libra, going to be opposing Saturn. So we might be having, although we've got the Venus-Jupiter conjunction coming up, it may, you know. Rasha saying, Mercury. Yeah, we know Mercury is retrograde. Yeah, the Mercury, that's coming to an end. That's going to be around the 12th. Not quite yet. I'm going to show you. We're going to see it end. Nimira saying, I have Venus conjunction with Jupiter in my chart. You lucky git. I ain't hating though. You must have done something nice in your previous life. Yeah? To have Venus conjunct Jupiter. It's great. Are you artistic? You should be artistic. You should be doing something artistic. You could be doing something with music, fashion with that. Yeah. But it's great. So you're gonna feel this conjunction. You're gonna feel it big time. Amy's saying, when does that start? Mars opposition Saturn on the 7th of August. See it right there. Welcome to the show. How you doing? Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. So that's going to be on the 7th of August. We're going to have Mars moving into, we see, that's him there. See me moving the cursor. So we're going to have Mars. So we got the Mars here in Libra on the 7th, and he's going to be opposing Saturn. How long is this going to go on for? 7th, 8th, the 9th of August is when it's going to be exact. Yeah, so these are tough times here. 8th and 9th of August is when it's really going to be exact. So watch out for this. However, as this starts to finish, because that's going to start to wane, from the 9th of August, it starts to wane, we start to see the conjunction of Venus and Jupiter really starting to get close. Party! Well, this is going to be, what? This is the 9th. The 9th is going to be, not this Saturday, next week Saturday, of course. That could be a good weekend. Good weekend. I think next week Friday, many of you are going to be living it up. Living la vida loca. Yeah, it's going to be a little bit of that. 10th of August, it tightens up. 10th of August, we're starting to see the Mars-Saturn opposition starting to separate, right? Starting to separate. Saturn's going retrograde anyway. He's getting ready to go back into Pisces. And Mars is obviously continuing his journey through Libra, of course. So it's starting to ease off, but the opposition is still there. We're still having a Mars-Saturn opposition, and we're seeing the conjunction here of Venus and, Venus and Jupiter, which looks like it's going to be exact. And before I talk about that, let's talk about the 9th of August. We got a full moon, baby. Full moon in Aquarius. On the 9th of August, things becoming fulfilled. Things manifesting. What was happening? What did you start 9 months ago? 9 months ago? 6 months ago? It's about to manifest, baby. Whatever you planted, we're about to see the fruits of that. 9 months ago. Watch out for that. Namira's letting me know I am, meaning she means she is lucky. Of course we know you're lucky. Anybody with a Venus, Jupiter, of course you're going to be lucky. You know, even if it's in Virgo. I know somebody who's got it in Virgo. They're still lucky. Didn't Thing have that as well? What's her name? Lisa Marie Presley? Yeah, Google that. Fact check that. She had Venus. No, she didn't have a Venus-Jupiter conjunction. She had Jupiter. Okay, she had Jupiter in Virgo, I think. I'm getting it mixed up. But there was a bit of a theme of that nature. Anywho, yes, I am. But help others too. That is good, yes. Well, Venus-Jupiter is very giving. It's very loving. It will give. And you shall be given things too. Coco Brown, my Venus and Jupiter is 3 degrees apart. Another lucky get. But I'm not hating. You must have done something good in your previous life. The good karma is coming back to you. It shall reward you. Namira say, my good friend Capricorn is going through difficult times. I mean, we all go through difficult times. It all depends what's happening in the chart, of course. We'd have to see that. He is 60. Maybe Saturn return. If he's 60, the Saturn return's over. Saturn return is at 58. Even if it's moving a bit slower, 58 by 59, it should be finished. So that Saturn return's finished. But it could be that Saturn's doing other things in the chart. It's possible. And Saturn, again, the person's Capricorn, so Saturn's their planet anyway. But it could be Saturn. I don't know, unless we see the, you know. Yvette was saying she was happy though, Lisa Marie Presley. Sad story, wasn't it? I mean, she ended up dying, didn't she? Her son died, didn't she? She went through quite a lot, you know. Sometimes money can only go so far. It's all right having all this good stuff. So, yeah. So, Namira, yeah, good Saturn return over. Yeah. Saturn return, first one. Again, we just like to work with nice, neat numbers as astrologers. We always say, oh, Saturn return, age 30. It's not 30. It's 29 and a half. Yeah? Some people actually experience, 29. Some people experience it just after 29, 29 and a half, but it's before 30. But we just round it up, right? So second Saturn return, 58, latest 59. By 60, it's gone. That's the Saturn return. So full moon on the 9th of August, people, get your crystals ready. Charge them up. You know, I'm always telling you, get your crystals, man. You know me, I don't play with my crystals, man. Energize these bad boys. Yeah, those are my personal talismans. Oh, this one is a favorite of mine. It's my little moon crystal. I like it, you know, and it just goes up, folds up into a nice, neat bowl. Ball, sorry, not bowl. It's kind of like a bowl on the inside, I guess, you know. Sometimes I put a bit of water in there, drink it, charge it up under the full moon. Oh, God. The antics that I get up to with the moon. Yeah, I know. Kim's Astro Healing. Welcome to the show, Kim's Astro Healing. I like that. The conjunction Venus and Jupiter is conjunct my North Node in Cancer. Another lucky get. Well, let's see what surprise and what gifts Venus and Jupiter are coming to do. But it's your north node. It's not a planet. But still, you will still get something out of that. It's, you know, they're pulling you towards something that you are looking, a direction in which you're going. So that's good. Full moon, 17 degrees, conjunct my Saturn in Aquarius. Everyone's coming out with their charts and the degrees. Ooh, I love it. Yeah, well, if full moon is picking up your Saturn, something Saturnian is going to be happening for you. Saturn in Aquarius is good, though. It's a good Saturn. I'll take that one, yeah. Russia saying, sorry, it keeps logging off. Mercury retrograde, that's why. Why are we talking about her? Why not Jupiter return at 47? No, Jupiter return? 47, 48. That's correct. Yes. Jupiter return. We like to round it up. We say every 12 years, but it's really 11 and a half, you know. So we have first Jupiter return about 11 and a half. Then the second one at 23, you know, and so on and so forth. Then we have one at, again, at 35, and then 47, 448, you know, and then we have the fifth one at, it coincides actually with the second Saturn return also as well. So, quite cool stuff. But yeah, the Saturn return is over. But yeah, let's get back to this chart. I'm loving this Venus Jupiter. Anyway, full moon, 17 degrees. Right? It's going to be 17 degrees of Aquarius on the 9th of August. Interesting. What was happening in your life 9 months ago, 6 months ago? What were you planting? What were you initiating? Here is where we're really going to start to see the flowering of that. Okay, I'll talk more about it next week. Do charge your crystals. Get them all ready, man. Get those bad boys ready. But yeah, do your rituals, your affirmations, and manifest. Charge some moon water. I love to charge water under the moon. It's really good stuff. Speaking about water, I'm going to have a sip right now. Excuse me, Cancer rising. But I love charging water under the moon. It is, I'm telling you, it works wonders. Put a little bit of sea salt, a bit of Himalayan sea salt in there. You're good to go. Yeah. Okay, so that's on the 9th. So 10th, I was looking at this Venus Jupiter. Oh, look at that, 13 degrees on the 11th of August. On the 11th of August, we're going to have an exact conjunction of Venus and Jupiter. We're going to have it on the 11th and 12th, I believe. Or 12th, okay, and the 12th as well. Yeah, so it's 11th, 12th. That's where we're getting. So 13, 14 degrees is where this conjunction is actually taking place in Cancer. It's a nice one. Party, party, party. I like it. Yeah, and it'll be quite interesting because on the 11th, we're going to have the moon in Pisces, right? So the moon is going to be trining. That's a good day. Anybody getting married? Anybody getting married on the 11th? Oh, even before. Anybody getting married? I mean, anything around this time, right? The 10th. Anybody getting married on the 10th? Anybody getting married on the 11th? Perfect time. Talk about electional astrology. Sun's in Leo. You got a moon in Pisces, trining Venus-Jupiter conjunction. It's a marriage made in heaven. Get married, quick. Quick. Go and book it down the registration office. Now, that's the date. But that's going to be really good. Nice energy, fruitful energy, abundance of energy, pleasant energy is what we should be experiencing during these times. It's nice. Now, on the 11th of August, Mr. Mercury stations to go direct. He stations on the 11th, and by the 12th of August, Mr. Mercury starts to move direct. Party! And the moon is going to move into Aries on that day too. New beginnings. We can start. We can sign the contracts. All them contracts that people have been trying to get me to sign. Yeah. Ain't doing it. Ain't happening. I'll give you a good deal. I'm knocking off £200. I don't care if you're giving it to me for free. We ain't doing it now. It is what it is. See it right there. Moon water actually looks different after moon charge. Yeah. It looks different. It tastes different. It is different. It's charged. It's charged, baby. You want to get some of that moon water. Shout out to Alaria. Shout out to Paula. Oh, my God. It's been a while. Kim Astro Healing. Conjunct my moon. What is conjunct your moon? What is happening here? People are all talking about their charts. And blah, blah, blah. What is conjunct your moon? What, the Venus, Jupiter conjunction? What is it? What is it? Let us know. I'm excited. but I think I'm going to leave it right there. And we'll be coming back next week and we'll be looking at the rest of the month of August, what it has in store for us. So it does start off with a bit of a Venus Saturn square. Okay. So it may be a bit slow. The month is a bit slow as we move in because of the Venus square. But as that starts to thing, next week, things start to pick up. They start to liven up. You know, yeah, some people are really going to be throwing a party next week. That's for sure. I kid you not. Okay, North Node. Okay, the North Node transit you're talking. Okay, it's conjunct your... I get it. Lissy Bloom Astrology. I like all these astrology names which are coming in. Welcome to the show. In Pisces. Okay, cool. Oh, you're talking the moon in Pisces. Oh, I get you. Got ya. Yeah, Pisces moon is a nice moon. Bit dreamy, but it's a nice moon. Nimira, thank you. It's a pleasure to join here. It's a pleasure to have you. We all love astrology here. That's why we're here. We could talk about it for ages. I think I'm going to leave the... what else is there? Yeah, that's it. Yeah. But that seems to be a good day. 11th, 12th. And then on the 12th, Mercury is coming out of retrograde. So there you go, Rasha. On the 12th of August, Mercury will go retrograde. However, we still have a shadow period. So even though Mercury's moving direct and, yeah, he's picking up speed, you know, give it about another week or so, 2 weeks, and then it can start to pick up a little bit more speed and, we can get the show going. Okay, I think I will end that there. Let's get back to business. What time is it? It's that time of the month. It is competition time. Do we have a winner? Let's go to the... I asked a question last week. So people, I ask a question for those of you newbies. I ask a question and it's the first person who inboxes me. And that's the email address on your screens. And for those of you listening to the recording, the email address is thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. I ask a question. The first person who sends me the answer next week, Wednesday, midnight, GMT. So if you're outside of the UK, do adjust your clocks. The winner gets £30 sent to their PayPal account or bank account if you're in the UK. You know, buy a bottle of wine, a bit of excitement, you know. And don't worry, I'm going to be upping the stakes, but the questions are going to get harder too. So last week's question was, what were the two planets that rules a wardrobe? All you women here, you've all got a wardrobe, I get. Yes, right. Okay. Well, let's go and see the winners. Which sweet right there saying, wishes sweet Amy a very happy birthday today. Oh, it's her birthday today. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Amy. I didn't know it's your birthday. Oh, good. All right. Sweet right there. Thanks a lot for sharing. Happy birthday, Amy. Leo in the building. Yeah, good one. Have you looked at your solo return? Yeah, the birthday song. I'm terrible at that. But happy birthday. Long life and prosperity. Anywho, competition time. Let's get into it. I asked what planet rules wardrobes. Who came in first? Amy came in with her answer first. She says, hi, Israel. I'm going with Saturn and Venus as rulers of wardrobes. You got one right, but you don't get the biscuit. Karen, Saturn and Mercury. Amy and I guess differently, LOL. Special shout out to my Leo birthday. Oh, so she said it in the text. Happy birthday, see? Yeah. Or she said it in the email. Happy birthday, Amy. Happy birthday. This show is for you. But you didn't get the question. It would have been nice if you got the question. Elena, you know me with you, me, your name. I know you've messaged me. You've told me about how to pronounce it and how not to pronounce it. Elena. It is what it is. She says, dear Israel, Venus and Jupiter rule wardrobes. Booyah! Bingo! Yes, you got it. It's Venus and Jupiter. You came in. Who else? Christian, you said Venus and Saturn as well. Yeah, I think you're thinking enclosed, aren't you? I get it. I can see why you say Saturn. You all got it right with Venus. Nice clothes going there, right? Clothes generally. But yeah. And then Christian's trying to get, you know, last week's money. Bredda, ain't happening. 2 hours prior. Nah, yeah. And to set that timer correct, yeah? I knew you must have been traveling or something. I knew, because when I saw it, I was like, what kind of mistake is this? But yeah, you need to. That Mercury retrograde got you there, bro. Shout out to Olena. Congratulations. You are the winner of this week. The two planets which rule wardrobes is Venus and Jupiter. Looks like or sounds like somebody is doing their research or doing their studying. They're doing something. How you know that? Or it was a wild guess, right? Something tells me it's a wild guess. Are you studying that astrology? Getting into that traditional stuff. She says I'm right. Elena. I don't know. I like both. Elena. So yeah, you are the winner. Yeah, you got it. So £30 will be on its way to you. Cool. So people, these are the rules. I ask a question. It's the first person who answers me. Next week, Wednesday, midnight GMT time. So be sure to adjust your clocks for those of you who are outside of the UK. Yeah, I know Amy's saying shiki dan. I know. So yeah, no. Good try. I don't know. Okay. This is a. Okay, so here is the question. Nice and simple. I suppose it's going to be the first person who gets in. What planet rules parks? What planet rules parks? Do you like going to the park? Yeah, I'm going to one this weekend. We all like to have a good time in the park, don't we? What planet rules parks? Okay, first person who inboxes me, the Lunar Lounge podcast at gmail.com. Next week, Wednesday, midnight GMT time, will earn £30. The Lunar Lounge podcast at gmail.com. That is the competition question for this week. Which planet rules parks? Get in there while you can. Okay. People, a few announcements. Then I'm going to be doing a title card of the week. What are the announcements? What announcements do I make? It's the usual, isn't it? Well, it's holiday period now, right? People, astrology course. There's going to be tarot card that I was meant to do some, but yeah, I just didn't get around to it. Don't worry. They'll all be starting in September. September, we're getting off with a bang, okay? Tarot courses, numerology courses. For those of you who have done the numerology course, you're more than welcome to jump back on it again. You're more than welcome to join again at no extra cost. Remember, when you sign up for any of my courses, you get lifetime access, and you can also repeat future classes also again. But the big one is the astrology. Now, you have lifetime access. We have two live classes every week, people. Two live classes. And in September, there's going to be a third. There is no Astrology Academy, certified Astrology Academy courses that does three live classes in a week. Impossible. But it's only possible here at the Sacred Planets Academy. If you want to sign up, there is still a discount going. And I swear to God, it's going to go very soon. The price has already gone up, but the discount offer is still there. So take full advantage of it. For those of you who took the advantage of it a few months ago, you got that. Nobody's getting that anymore. It's the price is, but there's still a discount offer. Email me at sacredplanets@gmail.com. You get lifetime access. We start from the beginning. Three live classes every week. You get reading material. You get test quizzes. You don't have to do the test quizzes, but in order to complete the module, you have to do an exam before you go on to the second module. There's three modules altogether: foundation, fundamentals. You've got to do that before you do the intermediate level, and you've got to complete the intermediate level before you do the advanced level. So I teach you how to read a natal chart, right? You can learn at your own pace. Live classes every week, like I said. Come on board if you want to learn some proper, traditional, medieval, and psychological astrology. Yes. See right there saying tarot, feeling the cups today. Well, let's see. So that's the astrological. So yeah, do sign up. And sign up. Email me if you're interested. If you know anybody who's interested, grab it now. Because definitely by September, that price is going to be doubled. It's going to be for the elite. And I mean elite. I promise you. So get in there while you can. Yeah, I'm about to be big. You better believe it. I will not be accessible in the way that you think. Get it now. Because then you're going to be like, oh, can I do the... Nah, mate. No, get in there now. The discount's there. Like I said, tarot, numerology, palmistry classes also as well. I'm going to be starting a new palmistry course also as well in September. September's going to be going on big. So whether you want to do numerology, and if you sign up to one of my courses, you automatically get discounts on other courses also as well. And like I said, all my courses, once you sign up, lifetime access, they're always there. You have your own portal and you can access it anywhere in the world. App. Working on developing an app soon, so you'll also be able to have the app and watch it on the app, watch the classes. Yeah. But the main thing is that classes will be every week. So yeah, I mean, some weeks I can't make it, but you know, most weeks they're there. Coolio, let's get it. Okay, where are we now? I believe it's that time of the week for the tarot card of the week. tarot card of the week. Let's shuffle. Somebody's already stating there that they're feeling the cups. You're feeling the cups. Maybe if it was a personal reading for you, you might be feeling the cups. Likely. But let's see. Let's see if the cups come up. Maybe you're tuning in. Who knows? Maybe your psychic see it right there. Let's see. I'm just shuffling the cards. Let's pick out the card of the week. So I'm just shuffling the cards here. And let's just see. You know me, I'm just going to split the deck. And let's see what's... what do we got? Let me go up top. I'm feeling a bit high. What do we got? We got the Seven of Swords. Six of Swords. Movement is what this implies. What is this card about, people? The Six of Swords. It's about balance. It's about harmony. It's indicating that over the course of the next week, we are moving towards a more harmonious nature. We're seeking more balance. We're seeking more harmony. We are moving. We are making progress forward, whether it's in your relationships, whether it's in the home, whether it's at work, whether it's to do with your health, whether it's to do with projects, whether it's to do with travel. Either way, there is movement on board. We're moving. We're moving from the chaotic situations around us where we've been stifled, where things have been chaos, and we're moving to somewhere we want a bit of peace. We want a bit of harmony, people. It's the six. Six is the number of Venus, love, balance. This is what we are seeking. For many of us, we may be traveling, crossing the waters, you know, but travel comes in so many different ways. Traveling mentally, traveling physically, traveling emotionally, you know, spiritually. Either way, we're on the move, people. Get with it. Get on that move. That is what this card essentially is about. We've got the Six of Swords. That is the tarot card of the week, people. All about balance. We were getting quite a few pentacles, haven't we, over the course of the last few weeks. So, yeah. Keep it moving. Progress. Nothing like progress. This card is progressive. Moving forward. That's it. It's the swords as well. You need to cut what's ever holding you back. That's what this card is about. Leave it. Surrender. Leave it behind. Walk away. That is the card of the week. So, there we go. What else? Is there anything else I should be discussing? No, I think that is about it. Any other announcements? No, I think that's about it. We're bringing the show to the end. People, I want to thank each and every single one of you. Those of you on Instagram, those of you who took your time. Who is this? Catriona. I think I got it right. Welcome to the show, although we're finishing. What time you call this man? People, put it in your calendars, share the info. Lunar Lounge podcast every week, 12:30 p.m. UK time. Adjust your clocks. Hello. Yes, that's right. So I did get it right. Catriona. Okay. Nice name. Like that. Catriona. Welcome to the show. Like I said, I'm finishing. Might hang on for a few seconds for you to say hello. But welcome. Thanks for joining. So the show is, you came late. We'll know for next time. I'm here every week, every Wednesday, 12:30 UK time. It's a show which aims to, you know, inform, enlighten about the cosmos, the world of astrology. We do have a competition. you can join in. You win a £30. You know, this week's question. What was this week's question? What planet rules parks? Remember, email me, thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. Whoever emails me first, next week, Wednesday at 12 midnight. And then they announce the winner the next morning. You get to be the winner of £30. Not much, but it buys you a bottle of wine. What do you want? This is a nice little, you know, it's a, you know, cheap and cheerful podcast, you know, but the money's going to be going up. Yeah, I kid you not. Coco Brown saying thank you. Great show as always. Thank you very much. Yeah. See it right there. Did you see the tarot, Abe? Oh, she said she heard it. Ah, that's what it is. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, Moon in Libra energy. Thank you, Amy. Happy birthday once again. Have a good one. People, I want to thank you for joining the Lunar Lounge podcast. Thank you very much for your support. I really appreciate it. You know what?
To the Lunar Lounge.
It's coming to an end. People, thank you for your participation. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your input, your comments. For those of you who are watching on the YouTube, do like, do subscribe, do leave a comment. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell their friend that this podcast is in the top 20 podcasts in the UK, in the goddamn UK, and 100 in the world. Make no mistake, we're hitting that number one. We're going to build it to that number one, baby. It is what it is. Press the like button. Thank you very much, Yvette. Thank you, Mary. See you next week at the Lunar Lounge. People, thank you very much. Stay blessed. And I am out.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome.